Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Hello there.
Hello, Marnie. And by phone, we have Brad Finstead, the president of the center, who is talking to us from St. Paul, busy up at the legislature, and we're in mid-session, so to speak, so what's been going on?
The sausage is being made right now in St. Paul. That's for sure. So we're coming up on committee deadlines here where finance bills and policy bills need to be clearing committees of either the Senate or the House. Procedural action that keeps bills moving and keeps the legislative process moving. But what we're seeing this week is a lot of the rollout of the financial bills or the omnibus bills. And so there's a lot of learning, a lot of scurrying about the Capitol, trying to figure out what's in bills, what's not. And then we quickly get into that next phase of getting some of those bills passed off the House and the Senate, and then really trying to figure out where the differences lie between the House, the Senate, and the governor's finance bills.
How much that's going on in Washington is talked about up there? Is it even on the radar, or you know, are they talking about the federal budget and how that may impact Minnesota?
You know, I think where they're seeing it play out the most here in Minnesota is the Health and Human Services area. You know, what type of reform or replace or redo of the Obamacare healthcare legislation and how the, you know, what the ripple effect that has upon the states. You know, there's that uncertainty of what the next phase of that will be. I think otherwise there's just a general kind of cautious, you know, let's be aware that there could be some changes looming, and the budgets, you know, potentially might reflect that. You know, it might be a time to not spend the $1.5 billion surplus. We are starting to see that out in some budget areas. For instance, the House and Senate targets for the Ag Committee specifically were held pretty level to the last biennium. The committees are still being told from their caucus leadership to hold the ship and maintain.
What are some of the issues that you're noticing are getting a lot of priority at the legislature that relate specifically to rural Minnesota?
There's three that are playing out pretty strong right now, and I would say the tax discussion, tax relief, tax bill. We haven't had a real strong, all-encompassing tax bill for over 2 years, so there'll be some legislation that will definitely affect rural Minnesota, whether it comes to school funding and how it's looked at in regards to the referendum, the building levies that and how they affect taxpayers, farmers, landowners, and just the overall tax when you look at rural businesses. And then secondarily, I'd say, and just now getting some traction this week a little bit more, is the transportation debate that's starting to pick up. That will be something that I think will be a major piece of legislation that will go to the finish line in the legislative session. And then the third thing I would say is kind of in that health and human service / economic development world, childcare. Childcare is getting quite a bit of talk, and you know, the accessibility and affordability conversation is happening. So we'll see some legislation one way or another around that topic.
Brad, always a pleasure, and sounds like things are buzzing in the hive.
They're buzzing, and if you talk to me next week at this time, I'm sure everything will change.
All right. Well, thank you, Brad, and as always, a pleasure to talk to you. Brad Finstead is the president, CEO of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.